Senate Democrats demand hearings on UAE's $500-mentored Trump crypto stake five. Senate Democrats sent a letter on June 23, 2026, asking the Republican chairs of several committees to open hearings into the Trump family's crypto company and a roughly $500 million stake taken by people tied to an Abu Dhabi royal. The request, posted to the Senate Banking Committee's minority newsroom, names Elizabeth Warren, Richard Blumenthal, Gary Peters, Richard Durbin, and Ron Wyden. They want sworn testimony on what they describe as foreign influence and conflicts of interest around World Liberty Financial. A stake bought days before the inauguration, the deal at the center of the letter closed on January 16, 2025, 4 days before Donald Trump's second inauguration. Lieutenants to Sheikh Tanoon bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the UAE's national security advisor, purchased a 49% stake in World Liberty Financial for about $500 million. An upfront payment went to Trump-linked entities and to Steve Witkoff, the president's Middle East envoy, before Trump took the oath. Reporting on the size of that first payment differs. The Senate letter and several outlets put it near $187 million, while CoinDesk's account cited $218 million. Both sides agree the money moved before the administration began. The senator's framing is blunt: a foreign government official taking a major ownership position in an incoming U.S. president's company is, in their words, unprecedented. That is the conflict they want examined under oath rather than through press statements. The arms sale and chips that followed the letter ties the investment to decisions that came after it. In May 2025, the administration approved a $1.4 billion arms sale to the UAE and authorized the export of 35,000 NVIDIA Blackwell AI chips to G42, an Emirati firm, despite national security objections raised at the time. The Treasury also created a known investor pilot program that smoothed certain foreign investment paths. The Democrats stopped short of alleging a direct trade. Their argument is that the sequence, a $500 million payment followed by arms, advanced chips, and lighter crypto rules, is exactly the pattern a hearing exists to test. They ask what else the Gulf state may have received, or may still receive, after backing the venture. Earlier in the year, Warren and Senator Andy Kim had separately pressed for a CFIUS review of the same stake. USD1 sits underneath the politics. World Liberty Financial is not only a brand attached to the Trump name. It issues USD1, a dollar peg stablecoin that has been used in large transactions, including a reported $2 billion settlement tied to an MGX investment into Binance. That detail matters because it puts a Trump family token inside the plumbing of crypto markets at the same moment the family's business took foreign capital. The broader market context is calm. As of June 24, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $60,616, down 0.4% on the day, with the fear and greed index reading 20 or fear. Prices are not reacting to the letter, which is the usual pattern for governance and political stories. The stakes here are legal and reputational, not a same-day price move. For readers who hold or spend dollar-pegged stablecoins, the relevant question is governance. Who controls the issuer? And how exposed is it to a single political family? Republican chairs hold the gavel. The letter is a request, not a subpoena. The minority party cannot compel hearings on its own. The committees the Democrats wrote to are chaired by Republicans, who decide whether any session happens and who testifies. The most likely near-term outcome is a public exchange of letters rather than a witness under oath, which is partly why the senators chose to publish their demand. The deal also overlaps with the Gulf states' wider push into U.S. technology and finance. Abu Dhabi has spent the past 2 years buying into AI infrastructure, payment rails, and now a politically connected crypto issuer. Lawmakers want to know whether that buying came with policy attached.